What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
This is The Week in Philly, and it was a week to celebrate.
The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
From flooding Broad Street to filling the Benjamin Franklin Parkway for Friday's parade.
Adria! How about our football team?
Eagles fans, the entire city have spent the week basking in the glow of a Super Bowl 59 victory.
Amazing. 10 out of 10 experience we'll never forget.
The Eagles hammered the two-time defending champ Kansas City Chiefs down in New Orleans 40-22. Let's look back again at that victory now as we bring in KYW's Dave Uram. And Dave, I mentioned final score 40-22. That is not indicative of what a whooping of the Chiefs this was. The Eagles were dominant.
I agree with you, Matt. The score does not indicate how lopsided it was. I will argue that this is the best season in Eagles history, and I'll even clarify it with modern history because I don't want to disrespect 48, 49, and 60, but this is the best season in Eagles modern history, and it's the best game in that history because of who they beat, how they beat them, and how stunning of a lopsided affair this was.
Mahomes, they've got him again!
They can't block him.
What was the biggest key for you? Why did this happen, in your opinion?
So I think there's a couple of reasons. They were more physical than the Chiefs, and I thought that they had to be, specifically on defense and on the offensive line too, even though Saquon didn't have a typical Saquon day. Jalen was protected well, and he was able to do what he did. They pressured Patrick Mahomes. Six sacks of Patrick Mahomes. The strip sack. The two interceptions, including the Cooper DeJean pick six. The secondary was sensational. And then on the other side of the ball, Jalen Hurts was stupendous. And while you could say the defense was MVP worthy, Jalen Hurts deserved winning Super Bowl 59 MVP because he was sensational.
It's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeJean. And DeJean is in for a touchdown!
Happy birthday, Cooper DeJean!
What do you think was the biggest play of the game? For me, it was the Cooper DeJean pick six because it's halfway through the second quarter. The Eagles had dominated the game, but it was only 10-0. Hurts had thrown that pick inside the 10. They had the opening drive where the fourth down, they get the silly penalty or the soft penalty on the pass interference that wipes out a fourth down gain. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, I don't want to, maybe not uncomfortable, but there was a little looking around like, man, they should be up more than 10. And when you're playing the Chiefs, who constantly, the whole narrative was they keep finding a way, The DeJean pick six was the play that I thought kind of established the order of the game, put the score where it should have been as far as how well the Eagles had played, and had punctured that balloon of invulnerability when it came to Mahomes in big games.
I agree with you. There were multiple times during this game where, just by the nature of who the Chiefs are, I mean, they've overcome a 24-point deficit in the postseason before, right? In all of their Super Bowls, wins and losses, including this one, they have been down at least 10 points. So, and including to the Eagles in Super Bowl 57. So there was multiple times during this game, even after the DeJean pick six, where I posted on social media, this is far from over. You know, something like pointing out how well the Eagles were doing, but there's a lot of football left, a long way to go. But that DeJean pick six really exemplified and made clear that the better football team on the field that night, even if the Chiefs did come back, which they didn't, but the better team on the field that night was the Philadelphia Eagles. Because Patrick Mahomes doesn't make mistakes like that. The Chiefs don't allow lopsided outcomes like that. And DeJean, a rookie, on his 22nd birthday, intercepts arguably the best quarterback in the league and the best quarterback of his generation and took it to the house. And at that point, 17-0, while yes, the Chiefs still could have come back, that was an indication that they were not going to come back in this game.
So Super Bowl champs, but already the attention has turned to the offseason, as it does quickly in the NFL. Eagles will need a new offensive coordinator. Kellen Moore, after 1 year, taking over as the head coach of the Saints. Eagles have several key free agents in-house to make decisions on. What are you keeping an eye on heading into the offseason? So
the really interesting thing about following a Super Bowl team and one that wins the Super Bowl is that you really don't get much of a break, right? The NFL Combine, the NFL Draft will be here before you know it. So, I mean, there's multiple things that I'm looking at. Obviously, the new offensive coordinator. Who's it going to be? Internal hire, external hire. Then you got the free agents. Zach Bond, Josh Sweat, who were both big in the Super Bowl. Milton Williams had a strip sack in the Super Bowl. He's going to be a free agent. Mekhi Becton. How important is the offensive line? Mekhi Becton coming in and switching from tackle to guard on offense and then being the right guard throughout the season and playing at a high level, obviously he warrants to get paid on the open market as well. So there are those players who are going to be free agents. You wonder, are the Eagles going to bring them back? Which was why, Matt, it was so important for them to win the Super Bowl, because you don't know if you're going to keep those players, so you got to win it this year. And they did. Then, you know, you wonder about the futures of Slay and BG, the older players, right? I mean, Slay seems like wants to play another year, but will the Eagles pay him at the rate that they were planning on paying him based on the contract? Brandon Graham, his 15th season, indicated at first that it would be his last, then kind of hedged a little bit. You know, there's been a lot made this postseason about Browns star edge rusher Myles Garrett wanting to get traded from Cleveland. Are the Eagles, is Howie Roseman going to be in Howie's season and pull off a trade to bring in one of the stars of the game to the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles? Those are questions that, you know, that you got to look at. But I do want to say this. This doesn't happen often in Philadelphia sports. This is the 11th championship of the current Philadelphia professional sports teams. And that dates back to 1948. Doesn't happen often in this town. Boston specifically has 13 championships this century. This century, the Philadelphia sports has 11 amongst these teams. And then you can go through a variety of other franchises like the Yankees with 27 or the Celtics themselves with 18 in their history. Those teams have more than Philadelphia sports alone, which is why this is so significant. And then you look at those teams that did win. Is this the best team in the history of Philadelphia sports? People talk about the 66-67 Sixers, who had a record of 68-13 before winning the NBA championship and, you know, beating the Celtics finally, and then beating the San Francisco Warriors. Well, this Eagles team, in the end, was 18-3. 18-3, and after the 2-2 start, they went 16-1. And then in the NFC Championship game, they dominate the Commanders. In the Super Bowl, they dominate the Chiefs to the tune of over 90 points. And it makes you wonder, are we witnessing the greatest team in the history of Philadelphia sports? And the thing about it is, we're talking about the future. These guys can do it again. And that's the expectation, and that should be the expectation in this town. Celebrate this now. They earned it. The city earned it, and this was a great championship. But after a couple of months, as this team looks forward to the 2025 season, the expectations should 100% be back-to-back and running it back.
All right. Thank you very much, Dave. KYW's Dave Uram joining us, and we will have more Eagles coverage coming up as we focus on the fan base and the way they celebrated the win in Super Bowl 59 as we check in with Vic Ragyapati. Please stay with us. The Week in Philly. We'll be right back.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.